Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. Is the devil real today on Made for Glory? It's become popular today, even sometimes in Christian or Catholic circles, to consider the devil as merely a symbol, something symbolic or kind of accumulation of evil in the world. But when we look at the Bible, what unfolds in the whole biblical narrative, salvation history from Genesis all the way to Revelation, we see something very different, that the devil, Satan, is described at times with great detail as this fallen angel who is at war against God and at war against those made in God's image, which is us. So the devil is real, that he is a personal entity, that he is a fallen angel, someone created by God that has rebelled against that creation and therefore warped and twisted himself. And so it's important for us to recognize that, first of all, the devil is real so that you know that you have an enemy. You have an enemy who does not eat and does not sleep, and has been doing this for a very, very long time. One of the titles of the devil in the book of Revelation is the accuser. He is the accuser of the brothers and sisters. So he stands in accusation against you and against God and against the world and trying to tear down. One of the other things we talk about, something is diabolical in that it divides. That very word means to divide, to split apart. And to think about that spirit of division that so often can live in our own hearts, our own families and homes, that's not just a general thing that we've inherited or this world, that we have an agent that is arrayed against us, the devil and his fallen angels that try to tempt, accuse, and divide us. And so to think about that, if you recognize this, then we start to realize that the spiritual life, being a Christian, being a Catholic, means you're actually engaging in warfare, that you are engaging in a spiritual battle. And though it is unseen, it is no less real and perhaps even more powerful and dangerous than any of the battles that have raged in the history of the human race. And so what can we do to arm ourselves for that battle? I love Ephesians chapter 6. It talks about allowing ourselves to be clothed with the armor of God. And that this armor, which you know is the righteousness and truth and the word of God and all these aspects that God wants to cover us with, allow us to be victorious over the enemy. Because the great news about our enemy, the devil, is that though he is real, though he is constantly attacking us, that he goes about as a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, that we know that Jesus Christ is victorious. So at the name of Jesus, the devil must bend his knee or hoof or whatever it is. And so recognizing that if we live in a relationship with Jesus, if we continue to turn away from sin, repenting of sin, going to confession, giving our lives over to Jesus, filling our minds and hearts and homes with things that are good and true and beautiful, getting rid of things that are diabolical or satanic or things that have to do with the occult in our lives, breaking those chains so that we can live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, that's how we can begin to resist the work of the devil. As we are set free from the tyranny of the devil by the lordship of Jesus over our lives, it's then that we get to participate with Jesus in setting other people free from the devil as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.